From the KTOO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Adeline Baxter with this news. A wolf killed a dog Monday morning along the Brotherhood Bridge Trail. It's the second time a wolf's killed a dog in Juneau in 6 months. Ryan Scott is a wildlife supervisor for Southeast Alaska for the Department of Fish and Game, one of the agencies that responded to the attack. Scott declined to name the dog owner, but says they lost sight of the dog along the tree line. The owner eventually found the dog dead next to a deer carcass just off the trail. Officials were called around 8:45 a.m. The site was about 300 yards from the trailhead on Glacier Highway. Scott's theory is the wolf killed the dog and was protecting its kill, both normal behaviors.
You know, there was already a kill site there, and, you know, potentially the dog wandered into it. And, you know, the wolf didn't take the dog. It took the deer that was already dead.
He says the dog was off-leash and that the owner thinks they spotted the wolf leaving with a piece of a deer. Scott says officials removed the remains of the deer to reduce the chance of more trailside wildlife encounters. Scott said he doesn't think there's any public safety or pet issue out of the ordinary on Brotherhood Bridge Trail. He says just stay vigilant.
To keep an eye on your pets. I mean, these are such random things that happen. But it's just keeping an eye on what's going on and paying attention to our surroundings.
Here's Scott's advice for wolf counters.
Make yourself big, lots of noise, don't run, stand your ground. It's very similar to what we would recommend for bears.
The last negative wolf encounter Scott was aware of was in November on the Lemon Creek Trail when a chihuahua was killed. The Native Youth Olympics wrapped in Anchorage on Saturday, with Juneau athletes setting new personal records and placing in one event. It's the first team from Juneau in almost 30 years. Juneau sent 10 athletes to the Alaska Airlines Center. The games celebrate Alaska Native culture, but middle and high school students from all backgrounds compete. Juneau Douglas High School senior Derek Roberts took third place in the Eskimo stick pool. The event simulates pulling a harpoon seal up out of the ice during a hunt. Two competitors sit across from each other on a mat and try to wrestle a stick from their opponent's grasp. Juneau coach Kyle Worrell won the Healthy Coach Award. Worrell is a seasoned athlete who competes in traditional games internationally at the World Eskimo Indian Olympics and the Arctic Winter Games. He began recruiting students from Juneau for the team last fall. They practice weekly and held tryouts for last week's games in March. And looking at weather today, periods of rain with a high near 49, southeast wind around 15 miles per hour. Tonight, rain likely, cloudy with a low around 37, southeast winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is 70%. And that's the latest from the KTOO newsroom. For more local and state news, go to ktoo.org. I'm Adeline Baxter.